Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. Best-selling author Amity Gage will talk about her new novel, Heartwood, at Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts, tonight at 7 p.m. In the heart of the Maine woods, an experienced Appalachian Trail hiker goes missing. 42-year-old Valerie Gillis, who has vanished 200 miles from her final destination. At the heart of the investigation is Beverly, the determined Maine State Game Warden, tasked with finding Valerie, who leads the search on the ground. Meanwhile, Lena, a 76-year-old birdwatcher in a Connecticut retirement community, becomes an unexpected armchair detective. Amity Gage is the author of four previous novels, Oh My Darling, The Folded World, Schroeder, and Sea Wife. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Amity Gage back to the Roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you on the program again.
Thank you so much. It's great to talk to you again, Joe. And I want to say that was the first time I've heard myself referred to as a best-selling author. That's very exciting. Thank you for the intro.
You're very welcome. You know, I have to admit, I first came to your writing through Sea Wife, and I just thought that was a lovely, beautiful novel, and it then introduced me to your other work. Do you feel that that was a breakout in some way, or is that just me?
I feel that book is near and dear to my heart, Sea Wife, and I feel like it was certainly well received, and it did very well. But you know, it was published in March of 2020, so
right. It
was right in fact, you know, I think at the very beginning of Zoom, everyone converting to Zoom readings and Zoom this and that. And I really never got a chance to go out on the trail for that one. I never got to meet readers. So for me, it feels particularly satisfying to have this one out and have meet some people who read Sea Wife that I never got to meet.
Well, that's very nice. And so give us a sense of coming out of Sea Wife, of what brought you into the world of Heartwood.
Yeah, well, Sea Wife is a good comparison in the sense that that is a very atmospheric novel as well, also kind of an adventure story set at sea. And I just really love to describe settings, atmospheres, places, and I think that my best books kind of take root there. So I was very interested. I love hiking. I love nature, as do a lot of people. And especially during the pandemic, I found myself extremely grateful for just the way that I could get some relief from the stress of the pandemic just by stepping outside. And then also taking hikes, because everything was closed. There was nothing else to do. And so I think that infused the gratitude I feel for nature infuses Heartwood. And while I started the book just before the pandemic, it ended up just being a perfect book to work on during the pandemic. It's about nature and the sort of salvation of nature, but also lostness. And that is really that we were lost in a rather spiritual way for that period of time. And that's how I ended up really, you know, digging deep into this particular story.
What was it about the Appalachian Trail that brought you along to think that this would be a good place for a setting?
Yeah, great question. You know, it's just in the popular imagination, the Appalachian Trail, which, by the way, is turning 100 this year. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
It's the 100th anniversary.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and what a wonderful time to celebrate it. What a wonderful time to celebrate all of our national parks. And it's kind of a love letter even to those kinds of spaces as well. The Appalachian Trail is used by, you know, millions of people every year. In a way, it felt like a recognizable setting for me, of course, and an iconic American one. But I also set it specifically really in Maine, and that part of the trail is very it's quite different from the rest in the sense that it gets, you know, deeper and lusher and more densely wooded as you go there through Maine. And so it's really a terrible place to get lost. That if you step off the trail up there, and I've been there, just a couple feet, you actually can't see the trail anymore. Because when you walk into the saplings, it's not what you imagine in terms of a wood with like a high canopy and a clear understory. It's more like just swimming through trees. So if you step off the trail, you could get lost quite easily. So that was kind of perfect. And then in terms of the Appalachian Trail, I really enjoyed hearing about, reading a lot, interviewing hikers about what's called a tramily, you know, that's your trail family.
Yep.
That's who you connect with while you're hiking. And those bonds are really deep, given that you're going through such a trial together. So that trail culture and the concept of tramily is also important to the book.
So let us welcome to this conversation Valerie Gillis, who is a nurse and is at the center of the story, goes out on the hike for 14 states. And this is an undertaking. This is quite something to say, I'm going to do this.
Definitely. I would not be able to do it. Have you ever hiked any part of the trail?
Oh, God, I can't even hike to the Keurig machine. Are you kidding? So but thanks for thinking that was even remotely possible. But as far as this character, what is it about this character that gives them the fortitude to think that a 14-state beast of a hike is something they want to do?
Yeah. So she is a nurse. My character is a nurse. And this became significant, again, because of the pandemic, which changed anyone who was writing a book, had to solve for the pandemic in their fiction. So I had a nurse in my book already. And then the pandemic happened, and I was thinking, especially as someone who was not particularly useful during the pandemic, of first responders. And so she, and also Beverly, who is the main game warden leading the search, are both in those positions. So I felt that what she's trying to do is, you know, kind of walk off the war, as some early AT hikers did. And so she's trying to heal from a bruising experience as a nurse in an ER during the pandemic. And of course, maybe not the easiest way to take a break from work and from difficulty. But the truth is, there's a lot of people who hike the Appalachian Trail who are in periods of transition or recovery. So that includes actual recovery from addiction, divorce, or some just maybe life changes, for example, retirement or graduation. But everybody's in really dealing with something that, so it's quite common to undertake it in this period of recovery, whether literal or metaphorical.
You set the novel up so that there is this very strong mother-daughter relationship. Could you talk a little bit about that and how you wanted to convey that?
Sure. I just hadn't written a novel yet that mined that relationship and that dynamic. And all my novels going back, they kind of start with one sort of personal dynamic. And I really wanted this to be my mother book, and that just meant starting with the idea of mothers and seeing what would kind of adhere to the book as I was writing it. Everybody's, you know, got one or had one at some point in their lives, a mother, and that person looms very large, is very important whether or not they're still alive. So the theme just kind of grew naturally as I was writing it. And it, of course, it starts with this idea that my lost hiker is writing letters to her mother, to whom she's very close. And the book opens with the words, "Dear Mother." And so I guess I felt like if I were lost, and Valerie doesn't have children, if I were lost and I, who might I write a letter to? I definitely feel like I would write to my mother.
Right. And there is a feeling, but you understand that this is a relationship, as you said, that it is a close relationship, but also maybe a little too close in the sense of that there's a cling there that may not be the healthiest.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. I agree. It is sort of codependent. And I also feel that when I get responses from readers, it just says so much about how they react to that relationship. Some people do have that relationship with their mothers, and they're still in way into their adulthood, very, very attached. And then others, that really feels like an unpleasant idea. And so I gave a variety of options for the mother-daughter and the father-son relationship in the book. That some are quite sustaining, some are hyper intimate, and some are distant, and some are even estranged. And I do have one character who's estranged from her daughter. So it's sort of like it encompasses a wide variety of the relationship. But even when it's close or even when it's estranged, it's still a very central relationship with the mother.
Tell me about the character of Lena, who is a very interesting character, just what my mother would call a pip.
What's a pip?
Yeah, oh, man. Lena's a pip.
Okay, I love it. But so she is as you said in your intro, she's a 76-year-old woman who's living in a retirement community here in Connecticut. That's where I live in Connecticut. And she is really good at like technology, and she's very good at lots of things. She's a forager. She's like an autodidact. She never really settled. She never really, you know, her professional career wasn't like stunning, but she just has a lot of curiosity and continued to learn throughout her life. And it makes her like a little bit alienated, but she's not very good socially.
Yep.
Maybe that's what a pip is. she doesn't. So she's kind of an acquired taste is how other people in the retirement community think of her. And she's very thorny. And part of her arc is, I think, quite an emotional. It was an emotional one for me to write because she is wonderful in her own right, but she's also very isolated. And she has this like loss at the center of her life. And so I really wanted her to change in the course of the book. I didn't want her to change essentially who she is, but to learn how to reach out, because I think that has been that's held her back in her life, like to reach out to say I need you or I love you or all of those things. And so she changes in the book, even though at first you don't quite know how she fits in to the book, but she matters a great deal.
Absolutely. You will be at the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts tonight. You will be talking about the book and signing. And it's a beautiful bookstore and a wonderful place. And you're their first edition club pick for this month. So that's exciting as well. Really great stuff. And folks can find out more information by going to odysseybks.com. odysseybks.com. to find out more about the event. Amity Gage's new novel is Heartwood. Amity, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Joe, and hope to see some people tonight. I really appreciate the time.
Look forward to it. Thank you so much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.